Greetings, greetings, everyone. That's right. We've got some good things coming up.
Yes, we do.
Indeed. Tri-State Livestock News is one thing I always like to talk about. They are the Commercial Cattlemen's publication, and they're located in the heart of one of the greatest cow-calf producing regions actually in the world. Make sure you check them out, tsln.com. That's how you can get a subscription coming to your house weekly. It's Tri-State Livestock News, what ranchers read.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to sit back and grab a cup of coffee. Take a look at visitvalentine.com. Start planning some memories next year here in Cherry County and the Valentine and surrounding areas. Whether it's the National Scenic Niobrara River, International Dark Skies at Merritt Reservoir, one of those fun things, or maybe a visit to the state's tallest waterfall, Smith Falls. Check it out, visitvalentine.com. Kim, what are you sharing today?
Well, actually, I have a piece called Here's to Middle-Aged Friendship. Coming up later, I've got something that our sister-in-law, Jean, put out on Facebook, and I've got to share that. But first...
About my brother again?
Yeah, well, no, actually, it's kind of not.
Okay.
But let's kick off with Here's to the Middle-Aged Friendship. The ones that don't need perfect houses, perfect families, or perfect plans. No one's trying to impress anymore. There's no guilt for missed texts or canceled lunches. Just grace. These friendships have seen laughter and love, but also heartbreak, distance, and life not going as planned. They've held space in the silence, shown up when it mattered, and stood the test of time. That's what makes them sacred. And maybe rather than waiting till middle age, you can have friendships like that throughout your life.
Well, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Indeed.
A couple of short funnies for you today.
Okay.
My wife asked if she could have a little peace and quiet while she cooked dinner. And I said, of course you can. So I took the battery out of the smoke detector.
Oh, really?
Maybe this one's better. Maybe not. Starving after hours of driving nonstop, my Sherry and I pulled over at a truck stop. While I gassed up the car, she went into the restaurant and placed our order to go. After writing it all down, the girl behind the register asked, will that be all for you? No, she replied, a bit defensively. Some of it's for my husband.
Always covering ourselves, always explaining. Okay, our sister-in-law, Jean, pretty special lady.
Yes.
She recently posted this. Now, this is with her husband, Russ, because you did mention Russ. Okay, so when she says we, she means her and Russ, took a quick trip to North Platte today, shopping and eating Chinese. Key word of this story is quick. Now, pay attention. On the way home, I was driving, and we were on the home stretch about 12 miles from town. Two pickups passed me, and I'm following them, listening to some great music. Suddenly, I see a state patrol vehicle coming. I automatically raise my right foot, look at my speedometer, and it shows 72. Oops! He whips around, and I'm thinking he'll go for one of the two who passed me. Nope. Super nice officer wants to come to my window, and he says he clocks me at 76. What? Ticket time? He kindly informed me that he'll do 75, and that will save me $50. Then I saw in the news that starting September 3, speeding fines are going up in Nebraska. That would have been another 50 had I been stopped next week. Long story short, I saved $100.
Wow.
That's working really hard to think positive. Meanwhile, the banditos had been riding their bikes through town this week, and I doubt if they are getting stopped. I guess I'm just more of a bad girl than they are now. And besides that, she's pretty sure she impressed Russ.
Oh, she's always got some positive attitude in there. I'm sure she was listening to great tunes on KVSH Radio.
I know she was.
What should we end the program with today?
Here's some capsule sermons is what they're called, actually. I think you'll get a lot of good out of them. A good home must be made, not bought.
And how about this one? The best remedy for a short temper is a long walk.
Words to the wise. The wisest men follow their own direction.
And let's check this one out. A turkey never voted for an early Christmas.
Okay, we better wrap it up, but let me throw this in before we call it quits. He who strikes the first blow admits he's lost the argument.
That's true.
That's true.
And that's the good stuff.